Senior Bowl. How important was that experience for you to start working in an NFL system, get under center before you come to situations like this?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was great for me and experience exactly what it was. You know, before that, I had no idea what to expect as far as, you know, even what a play call was. And so that was a great experience for me to kind of get into it, really see what a day-in, day-out practice was like, because that's what we got to do, be with the staff. You know, Coach Wisenhunt and his staff were great, exceptional to learn under, and really in a short amount of time, too. So all great, all positive. Yes, sir. Exactly. Yeah. Again, and you don't know things until you live it out. You know, you can hear about it as much as you want, but until you're actually in there and doing it, you have no idea. And so the Senior Bowl was great for me to kind of get my feet wet, if you will, to where, you know, the combine's a breeze, 400 cameras. I'm just playing. So, but it was great. Great. No doubt. You know, I have aspirations to be the best. And so to be the best, you got to be around the best. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with George. You know, I've been with him for 3 years now. And me and him just gel. We get each other. You know, I learn a lot from him. And the things that he says, just for some reason, they just stick with me. And so that's why I love working with him. And then his pedigree of who he's worked with. You know, hopefully I can add my name to that list. And then with Jameis, that kid comes to work. I love it. You know, every day he comes to work, and we push each other. And that's the guy that's, you know, at the top of the list for going in the draft. And so, you know, just to be able to work with him and be able to push him, he pushes me same way. So it's great. Love it.
Did you say Senior Bowl was the first time you experienced what a play call was?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a little different. You know, we were a signal system at Baylor. And you know, I loved Baylor. You know, I wouldn't change in the world. You know, if I had to go back and do it all again, I'd do it the same exact way. You know, with Coach Browse, he's an outstanding coach. I love him to death. And the teams we had were great and really prepared me for what I'm doing now. You know, it's a learning curve a little bit going from what we were doing at Baylor to where we are now. But it's all part of the process. And so you got to enjoy it. Got to love it, really. And that's I do love it, so.
General managers and coaches here have said it's hard to project a quarterback when they're coming out of that system where they're looking to the sidelines and seeing a play sheet. How do you defend your football aptitude to that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's honestly, it's got to be hard for him to diagnose and project anybody, really, because anything can happen. So, you know, for me, you know, the best way I can say that is you're going to get a guy that's passionate about football, loves football, loves to learn, absorb, and I think that's what is hard to find on paper. You know, you really got to just get in there and be with them and talk X's and O's with them. You know, so for me, it's a great opportunity being here, being able to talk to them now. Again, at the Senior Bowl as well, talk to them there. And again, you know, I'm going to be on a team that loves me, and I love them back, and I'm going to give them all I got. Yeah, we did.
Bryce, everybody's talking, obviously, about Jameis and Mariota at 1 and 2, and rightfully so. Why should they be talking about you?
Yeah, no, they're great. They're great quarterbacks. Done a lot in college football and had a lot of production. And so again, like I was telling her, you know, working with Jameis and Mariota, is making me better each and every day. You know, I think again, going back to what I just said, I mean, you're going to get a guy that's very passionate, about football, that loves football. And it's almost like I'm a little kid in a candy store. You know, when I start talking about NFL offenses, because of the lack of, I guess, NFL style that I've been in the past. And so, you know, getting to talk to these GMs and head coaches the way we have, it's different than what I've always done. So it's a blast. I love it. And I could really do it all day. So, you know, for me, it's about being here. It's an opportunity to show out and show guys, you know, what they're missing and what they're going to get. Again, a guy that's going to work really hard doing what he loves to do. And so it's a blessing being here.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm right there with him. You know, I'd have probably started over Jameis if we did go over there. But, no, it, you know, Coach Harbaugh was great. Outstanding guy, just a football dude, to the best way I can describe it. And so he just gave us a lot of advice about what to expect here, about how to handle everything, especially, you know, going as a rookie into a camp, you know, what he expects as a coach, you know, in that scenario, things like that. And so I thought it was a great play by you know, Coach Whitfield. George brought it up to us, and we were tickled to death. You know, anytime you get to a chance to meet and talk to a guy that's been in it, you know, for 4 years and had a lot of success in it. Yeah, you know, we had a couple. You know, TCU was great. I know we put up points against them, but as defensive scheme-wise, they were great. Texas, you know, presented a lot of problems here and there. And then West Virginia, you know, probably did the best. I mean, they shut us down. And so that falls on nobody but myself. You know, I gotta make sure that I'm prepared for anything and everything. And that's something that, you know, especially once you get to this level, it's not going to be the same at all. You know, teams are going to throw everything they can at you. And so it was a great learning process for me, you know, but one that, you know, I wish I could take back and really, yeah, if we won that game, things might have been different. But, again, so it's all a learning process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, ma'am. So fully healed with everything, back, head, everything like that. I'm still weird, so that stinks. But, you know, for the most part, you know, it's great. Anytime you get to slide through things the easy way, it never really turns out the way you want it in the end. And so adversity proves a lot and shows you a lot about, you know, yourself and your team as well. And I thought as a team, we did exceptional battling through a lot of things this year. And so, again, you know, I wouldn't take anything back. I learned a lot about how to battle through things, about how it's not always going to go your way. You know, God's somehow got a different plan, but most of the time it's better than you ever anticipated. So you just got to keep grinding, keep working, keep a smile on your face. And you know, I thought we did a really good job with that. I was 6'2.7. We can round that up to 6'3. And then I was 230. Yeah, that'd been nice. That'd have been nice. But, I mean, this is just height. 230. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you know, that's what I loved about the Senior Bowl week. As much as anything, is just the progress that I made from day one to day three. You know, I felt a lot more comfortable with it, within it, going through reads, going through progressions, knowing what they want. You know, that's the thing about just diving in it. You just got to get into it. And so, you know, for me, it's repetitions are kind of a big deal. You know, once I see it, whether it's I did it right or wrong, I normally learn from it pretty quick doing it. And so, again, you know, that from day one to day three was a lot better in that aspect. And then, you know, to get to your question, yeah, I felt very comfortable getting in and out of you know, play actions, out of just 5-step drops, 7-step drops, things like that. Definitely room to improve, but like where I'm headed. Oh, it's everyday thing. You know, you wake up and you know that he's going to be there, and he knows that I'm going to be there. And I think that's the most important thing, and we're going to get each other our best effort. You know, we George does a really good job of putting us in competitions a lot. And anytime you get that, you know, he likes to talk trash. So that's always fun. But he's great. I mean, I wouldn't trade anybody or put anybody else in that position with me. So I love going to work with him. And like I said, he's a grinder. He'll go to work.
What did you learn mostly from your time with Jameis, with everything he's had to go on about him specifically personally? What did you learn about him that kind of negates everything that's happened?
Yeah, you know what? The coolest thing about Jameis, a lot of people don't understand, is his ability to compartmentalize things. You know, a lot of times, especially in this business, you're under a spotlight a lot, and so you know you have to understand that, you have to know that, and we've all made mistakes. You know, unfortunately, some people are held under a spotlight more than others. You know, but for him, he's learned a lot, and I can tell you that he's a lot better kid than he is now. Or than he was then, and not to say that he's a bad person. He's a great person, a guy that loves football, and so you know, I've had a blast working with him and seeing his growth through it.
Some NFL people think it's hard to project how college style quarterback will transition to the NFL. I'm curious if there's something
Jay Ajayi. Podium B, Boise State running back Jay Ajayi. Podium B.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were in the spread, but at the same time, I feel like I am a pocket passer. You know, I want to extend plays, but extend plays within the pocket, and so that might be a little bit different than most spread quarterbacks that are wanting to run in and out of the pocket. You know, so for me, I feel like my game can translate easier in that, and the fact that I want to play within the pocket, and I want to extend plays within the pocket, and you know, beat you doing that.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.